what I'm saying is, you want to prepare to meet God, you need to know how he wants you to live. If you want to know how he wants you to live, you don't guess. You read it in God's word. You see it there. And then, if you want to be ready to meet God, what you need to do is to realize, recognize, and admit that you don't love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you don't love your neighbor as yourself. Really, it's that simple. When you realize what God requires, and you're honest enough with yourself and with others to admit that you don't do what God requires, that's when you're well on the road to being prepared to meet God. Because then, you see, you can turn in repentance to God and acknowledge that, Lord, I don't love you as I should, and I don't love my neighbour as I should. I have broken these commandments, and I justly come under your condemnation. Will you forgive me? And God will, you see, because God so loved this world that he sent his own Son into this world so that he can forgive sinners in this world. So how can you be forgiven? Well, you trust in Jesus, who came to save sinners, who came to give his life in the place of sinners, to take God's wrath that sinners deserve so that they might be free to live for him. And then with his help, you live for Christ. Oh, not perfectly, I know. You struggle to overcome those entanglements of sin that cause you to trip up along the way. But trusting in Christ and depending on his Spirit, you live your life in obedience to him. This is how you prepare to meet God in eternity.